Welcome back, everybody. Today is Wednesday of Holy Week.
It almost feels impossible to get these videos for you right now.
We've had a few interruptions this morning.
What's gone on? We've had crying children.
Well, there's homeschooling and there's just different people coming in and out of the house, which is wonderful. We get some extra help for like tutoring and just household things. But the kids are just sort of out of sorts. They're kind of like ready for Easter holiday mode, I think. But we're like, it's Holy Week. We should simmer down here. So
there's three types of people I want to say thank you to today. Number one, you who watch. It's a real privilege to be able to serve you. There's so many other YouTube channels out there that are competing for your time and your attention. Yet you come to Janelle and I like this and join us and the privacy of our basements, you know, and we really appreciate the time you give us. And number two, those people who pray for us, I've been noticing in the comments that there's people who are saying, oh, I'm praying for your family. I don't know if you've seen that, but we need your prayers. We all need prayers, but, you know, just to run our household, but just also have the grace to discern how best to serve people online. So thank you for your prayers. And number three, those who support us financially on a monthly basis, you have changed our life because we can't do this without that. You know, we have bills, we have life continues outside of this. And because of our monthly supporters, I'm able to give full-time hours to video production and content creation to be able to serve you and talk about Jesus and talk about how we can live the fullness of the Catholic Church. And so to say we're grateful is an understatement. It really is. We're not entitled to your help, but you give us your help. You're gracious. And God's grace is coming through you, and we really, really appreciate that. And if there's anyone that wants to help us financially, we'd be very grateful. KenandJanelle.com, that's the site that we use. We've created a secure support site there. We want to say that anyone who gives $10 a month or more, we're going to give 5 audio talks that I recorded at conferences and a 6 video series. Each one of those videos is 30 minutes long. It used to be given to parishes that I spoke to, but we want to offer it to all our new monthly supporters. So if you would consider that, we would be very, very grateful. Like, you know how this works. Everything that we're doing is free. And and we want to keep it that way. And the way that we can keep it that way is through the generosity of others. So those audio talks and that video series we're mailing out at the end of Easter, because that's when we're going to kind of stop that offer. So thank you again for the consideration.
Oh, happy is the soul that frequently sets before its eyes Jesus dying on the cross. This reminds me of two things. I remember last year we read a story about St. Thomas Aquinas, and he's really good friends with, was it St. Bonaventure? I can't remember which saint it was. And that saint said to him, like, basically everything that he learned came from just meditating upon the crucifix. And I just thought it was so beautiful that, you know, sometimes all we need is to just gaze upon Jesus on the cross. The second thing that this reminded me of is this past Sunday when we were at Mass. I know, like, after communion, it's a time for prayer, but I had lifted up my eyes and I saw a young gentleman, and he went up to receive communion, and in his hands he was holding a little crucifix, and he was just gazing upon his crucifix, and he was just rubbing it between his fingers, and you could just see that the look that he had of the corpus upon that cross, it was just like such love and such gratitude for what he was about to receive was his Lord and Savior coming to him in the Eucharist. And I just thought that was so beautiful and so touching that he would do that. Yeah.
St. Alphonsus in today's reflections emphasizes the cross and the passion. And he talks in a couple different places in the meditation of placing our gaze upon the crucified Christ or contemplating the cross. And I was going to read some of those quotes, but the point is from him is just very simple, as you just kind of highlighted, look upon the cross, look upon the passion. And he speaks of great value. It helps us detach from the world. It causes love to swell up within our heart. It causes us to forsake worldly pleasures in pursuit of Jesus who loves us. Now, here's the danger in all this. If we think that talking simply about the passion of Christ is all that we need to do, it's not. We actually have to place our gaze upon the cross. And we do this in prayer. Talking about this gives the impression that we're gazing upon the crucified Christ. In one sense, we are, because your thoughts are directed that way. But we need to go beyond this video of just talking about Jesus and his passion. We actually have to stop and pray. And one way that the church offers us an opportunity to do this is the 14 Stations of the Cross. I'll link at the end of this video. But St. Alphonsus has the most popular meditation in the church. We've created the video for you. It's exceedingly beneficial. I mean, man, his meditation is just so vivid. But unless you actually do it, you kind of miss the message of this whole video. So do it. Go through the 14 Stations of the Cross.
Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of when our son was doing sacramental prep. I remember the lady who was instructing him shared about how whenever she did an examination of conscience, she made sure to put a crucifix before her so that she could remember when she was going through her sins, how they would have greatly wounded Jesus. And I thought that was so good to do that. Yeah, and like, I think how often do we have crucifixes in all of our rooms in our house? You know, even in like, I think in the schools, how they want to sometimes take down the crucifixes in the Catholic schools. Wow, what a travesty. We need to be reminded. And that's why, like, even having a crucifix, like not just a cross, a crucifix, you know, or hanging around our necks, or, you know, hanging around the mirror in your vehicle, or like, it's just as many opportunities that we can have to be reminded of what Christ did for us.
Yeah, that point is great, because, you know, besides that sit down in prayer, we can have those visual aids within our home. And we've talked about this. I love our crucifix. I really, really do. It's the big one that we have sits right as you come into the house. You see it on the right-hand side of where we're living right now. And that crucifix came from my great-grandfather's coffin. It was placed upon my grandma's dad's, his coffin. And before they buried him, they took the crucifix, and it ended up with my grandma. And now it's with me. And so it's just so beautiful. And the interesting thing about this crucifix is that someone broke it years ago.
Like by accident.
By accident, yeah. By accident. And what my grandma did is she fixed the hands of Jesus with this plaster. And it's not perfect. It's just so beautiful, because it was like her devotion to our Lord was trying to mend his broken body.
Jesus then, knowing that his sacrifice was now completed, said that he was thirsty. He said, "I thirst." And the executioners then reached up to his mouth a sponge filled with vinegar and gall. "But Lord, how is it that thou dost make no complaint of those many pains which are taking away thy life, but complainest only of thy thirst? Ah, I understand thee, my Jesus. Thy thirst is a thirst of love. Because thou lovest us, thou dost desire to be beloved by us."
This is an incredible insight by St. Alphonsus Liguori, and this insight would have not come to him unless he would have actually meditated upon the passion of Jesus. That's something for us to learn. We get insights into the love of Jesus when we meditate upon his passion. But think of Jesus on that cross, of all the things that he could, quote, complain about, not that he was complaining, but that he could have mentioned and how he's suffering. I mean, he was whipped. His flesh is ripped from his back. He's got the crown of thorns placed into his head. Again, some of the saints say going, even piercing that skull. He's forced to carry this cross as he's been now just whipped and has this crown of thorns. He falls under the weight of this. Perhaps his knees are scraped right down to the bone. He's been abandoned by his friends. He can barely walk because he gets Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross. So he's going to die along the way. The soldiers are afraid that he's going to die. So they get someone else to carry it. Then he has nails driven through his hands and feet. He's hoisted up onto that cross naked. His body is sagging under and just suspended by these nails that are ripping in his flesh. And the only word of need is, "I'm thirsty." So you have to realize he wasn't overcome by thirst. He was overcome by love for souls. This is why he thirsted. Not because he was physically parched. There was other physical sensations that were going on in his body. But he thirsted for souls. And he thirsts for you.
Mm-hmm. Can I sing that song that I learned? When I went to India, Mother Teresa's sisters, one of the main messages that they often have, it's always put next to the crucifix in any of the like chapels, and it says, you'll see the crucifix and then next to it, it'll say, I thirst. In 2007, I went with a group of my friends. We went and served with Mother Teresa's order. And every evening we would go to adoration. And at the end of adoration, they would sing this song. And it goes like this. Sweet Lord, thy thirst for souls, I satiate with thy burning love, all for thee. My chalice will be filled with love for souls, sacrifices made all for thee. Evermore I will quench thy thirst. Evermore I will quench thy thirst, Lord, for souls. In union with Mary, our Queen, I will quench thy thirst. Well, that's what we're called to do. We're called to quench his thirst. Mm-hmm. Right? Pray the rosary, stations of the cross, do sacrifices, penances, everything out of love for Jesus.